When your perception of time is adjusted to include the possibility of giving up as unimportant, the necessity of measuring experience in blocks, rather than allowing it to simply flow through your experience, you will have surpassed a great impediment to your progress. Earlier in the existence of your planet, there was not a tilt in the axis. And so the seasons, as you know, did not exist. This confined plant and animal existence to the more moderate temperate zones. But the growth was more prolific and extended further into the colder areas than you might think because of the adaptation. The effect of the tilt causing you to have the seasons as one more block of experience to measure as a time. A continuum of days and nights within an unchanging overall weather pattern brings a more relaxed focus on the necessity to measure time within survival experience. Before the distortion of the energy of competition, cooperation was one key to existence. When the lifestyles of what you refer to as the indigenous tribes in the equatorial latitudes of your planet are considered, there is much less emphasis on measuring blocks of time and more cooperation within the survival groups. There is less competition between groups that is depicted in your movies, excluding areas like Africa because of planned outside influences. These are considerations to be included within your new paradigm. The greater the imbalance of the planetary inhabitants, the greater imbalance of the planet as a whole. Within the changing of the galactic cycles lies the opportunity for rebalancing both the inhabitants and the planet. This does not mean that the planet would necessarily move 23 degrees back to perfect balance, but indeed some change could be made. It is interesting to note that there is a move among you what you refer to as liberal political views towards the elimination of competition within the educational experiences of your children, and it is met with stiff resistance. Of course, there are ulterior motives, for this would further calm the children into less and less creative modes of experience. Athletic competitions bring forth desires to excel, and the concept transfers over into desire to excel in other areas. This has been a larger stumbling block for their plans than what is anticipated. As an interesting side note, the greatest improvements in lifestyle, art, and genuine music happen during lengthy periods of peace when there is no competition within warring conflicts. The history of China has long periods of freedom from being overrun by other culture groups and little intermarriage with outside groups. Unfortunately, overpopulation was a counterbalance, and these improvements were not widely available to all the citizens. Nonetheless, the focus was turned inward towards contemplation and desire for greater experience of uplifting and more joyful existence. Much was accomplished during these periods. The new paradigm must include within it the desire to lift the human experience above the pivotal thought and behavior patterns that force distortions to be repeated generation after generation. The desire to do this is apparent in the myriad of self-help books, tapes, and well-trodden paths to the psychologist and the psychiatrist offices. The approach is from the outside inward by considering the action and attempting to find the buried experience that has caused the reactive habits. Here again, envisioning a new paradigm and focusing on experiencing this instead of fixing the old would empower the desired new realm of existence. However, even if accomplished, the ability to maintain a different level of experiencing within the surrounding environment would be difficult indeed. As more than one crab in a basket would not allow any to escape from the basket, so it is with the human experience. The new paradigm must be a cooperative group focus of desire within and clearly stated purpose that can be held in focus for a period long enough to bring it into manifestation. You can now understand what the focus group must accomplish is to create clearly stated purpose that is appealing to all of humanity. Attaches the apology of an essay written in 1899, long before instant communication. It chronicles what happens when it was published in a small, inconsequential magazine. It was called A Message to Garcia. If this one inspirational message could travel the globe, then think what effect one encompassing message of purpose could do within our goal. Through the focus of getting this information out about the existence of the evil planners and of their deeds as far as you have been able to discover them is indeed the necessary first step. It's not rallied a reactive response. It's just as well, for as we have said before, the victim martyrdom which might have engendered are not part of the true paradigm of experience within the creative flow. What is needed is a pivot point that can be accomplished before closing of cycles. It need not be accomplished in a simultaneous moment. It is at best an event within each individual's conscious awareness. That process does not make it less of a pivot point. It would lay the groundwork for the greater pivotal changes in conscious awareness that will happen within sequential experience. Again, we remind you that free will allows those who choose to remain in the pattern of present existence. Do not be concerned with those. The ingredient of free will in the soup of experience teaches us another universal law, that is of allowance. Personal responsibility is just that, personal. It means that one is concerned with the choosing of his or her own experience and is not responsible for the experience of others. All are allowed to participate within a group focus of cooperative experience or not. However, choosing not to participate does have its consequences. Those who choose deliberately to withhold their participation in ending the present paradigm will be allowed to continue it elsewhere in somewhat different format. They are allowed to choose their mode of experience in this situation. Allowance is the most difficult of the laws to be learned at the third dimensional level because of the deeply ingrained need to control. Control is transcended to the practice of the law of allowance. At this point in this discussion, we encounter the situation of child abuse. Children are within the influences of their parents' belief systems. What the parents believe and focus upon draws experiences to the family group. Information of past family history is encoded within the combination of genes, which accounts for events happening to some members of the family and not to others. It emphasizes the fact that parenting involves more than dealing with planned or unplanned children. It is a personal responsibility of each parent and both parents together to raise the children within an understanding of the wide scope of the influences such as undertaking involves. It is important at this point to discuss the capitalization of various words in this text. It is intended that this material be as free of the religious connotations as possible. Current and past experiences with priestly manipulation and control caused immediate shutdown or distortion of understanding information that contains these references because of the misinformation about the control of what you call God. We can assure you that the Creator could care less if you honor Him by capitalizing all references to Him. He is much more interested in whether or not you harmonize with the outflow of His creative focus. There is a problem because the very words you choose to indicate awareness of this flow of energy engender reactive feelings. This cannot be helped. So it is best to at least do away with all the capitals. It is one trigger that is best left inactive. It is our intent that this continuing discussion brings a deeper understanding with regard to the purpose that looms in your immediate future. It is hoped that it strengthens and supports your commitment to continue on your progress along the paths of completion of this segment of experience. However, don't plan on a long R&R leaves at its ending.